This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, August 4th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Home values hit by subsidence. Water blueprint eyes more than BBB dollars. And Trump mulls tariff rebate, fires BLS commissioner. Subsidence is sinking home values. A new UC Riverside study quantifies how land subsidence from excessive groundwater pumping is undermining home values in the San Joaquin Valley. Researchers report property losses of 2.4% to 5.8%, equating to $6,689 to $16,165 fewer dollars in sale price per home, depending on local subsidence rates. In total, the region has lost an estimated $1.87 billion in housing. Home values dropped in most areas with severe or newly emerging subsidence as buyers reacted to perceived risk, limited insurance, and rising maintenance costs, especially in more educated communities. The researchers used satellite radar data in nearly 200,000 home sales across eight counties, applying advanced statistical models to isolate the effect of land subsidence on property values. Led by environmental economist Mendy Namadi, this study is among the first to explicitly link land sinking to diminished residential real estate prices. Namadi stressed that the broader financial impact with the sinking property values extends beyond agriculture. He believes that attracting, or rather attaching, a dollar amount to the damage makes it easier to justify investment in mitigation and in regulation. Now take note. A State Food and Agriculture Board meeting on Tuesday will feature presentations on SGMA-related impacts to land values. The American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers and the Ag Lender Society of California will share their observations. The California Institute of Water Resources and the Water Blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley will dig further into the costs and offer potential infrastructure solutions. Water Blueprint calls for more federal water dollars than BBB. The Water Blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley is calling on Congress and the Trump administration to follow up on a $1 billion investment in water infrastructure with significantly more federal support to address the region's worsening water crisis. The coalition sent formal letters last week to the San Joaquin Valley Congressional Delegation and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The water providers thanked lawmakers for the funding in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, but emphasized that it's just really a, quote, down payment on the $12 billion needed to modernize key conveyance and storage systems. The blueprint flagged urgent repairs needed for the Fryett-Kern Canal, Delta Mendota Canal, San Luis Canal, and the California Aqueduct. It also cited the UC Davis study projecting up to 9 million acre-feet of annual water losses by 2050 and $14.5 billion in economic damages. The future of our region depends on the infrastructure investment, said Blueprint Chair Eddie Ocampo. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Prune Board backs push to end EU tariffs. The California Prune Board is applauding the Trump administration trade talks with the European Union, calling the negotiations a rare opportunity to restore lost export market share and bolster rural communities. Prunes grow exclusively in California and face EU tariffs of up to 24%, while competitors like Chile enjoy duty-free access due to a 2003 free trade agreement. That disparity has sharply eroded U.S. market share from 53% in 2003 to just 12% in 2024, while Chile now controls 57% of the market. Donna Zee, the board's executive director, praised the move as exactly the kind of engagement we need from our federal partners. The board is pressing U.S. officials to prioritize California prunes and correct what it calls outdated and unfair trade barriers. Zee called it long overdue for a trade deal that, quote, puts California prunes on a level playing field with Chilean prunes. The board continues to work with Congress and the administration trade equity. Trump still weighing tariff rebate. President Donald Trump says he's still open to redistributing profits to the public through a tariff rebate. It's an idea that Missouri GOP Senator Josh Hawley proposed. A lot of people would like to see us do sort of a dividend on the people of our country, Trump told reporters at the White House Friday. He said, it's something I'd consider. I want to pay off debt, but there's a possibility I'd do a dividend. Trump had initially floated the idea ahead of his Scotland visit at the end of last month, shortly after Hawley introduced a Senate bill that would deliver $600 rebates to the Americans. But the bill already has some opposition from the Senate fiscal conservatives, Semaphore reported, and the idea surely will find plenty more of resistance from the House Freedom Caucus. Why does it matter? Well, during Trump's first term, more than 90% of the tariff receipts went to farmers to offset export losses. That's according to the Council on Foreign Relations. This came in the form of $28 billion to offset lost exports. Then there was another $33 billion during the pandemic in 2020. Senate makes progress on FY26 appropriations. The Senate has agreed on a bipartisan fiscal 26 spending bill for USDA and FDA. That's something of a milestone given how few appropriation bills the Senate has moved in recent years and how polarized the Senate has become. But the new fiscal year starts in less than 2 months, and lawmakers still have a long way to go to finish their FY26 bills. It's going to be an especially tall order given White House plans to cancel more congressionally authorized spending. It's a prospect that has angered Democrats. The FY26 Agriculture Appropriations Bill, which the Senate approved on an 87-9 vote on Friday, would provide $27.1 billion for discretionary spending accounts at USDA and FDA. That's up from $26.3 billion in FY25. The totals do not include funding for mandatory programs, which include the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, school meals, crop insurance, and commodity programs. Here's today's final word. By reinforcing the department's focus on essential services such as plant health, food safety, and inspection integrity, she's helping restore confidence among growers and consumers alike. That California Avocado Commission commending Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on the USDA reorganization plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, August 4th. Brought to you by Rabo Agri Finance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.